pleased with what we've got now.
What now?
On this sick leave policy. Ready to start?
Yep. Call us back to order.
All right. We're here to talk about the sick time contribution. I'll get you started up to speed, and then we'll go from there, Chuck. So we had Ivan with the Loewenbaum Partnership review the sick policy we have. They found a couple things that were blaringly obvious that we can't do, and so we just have to fix some of the things. The first the one that were it's blaringly obvious is that we cannot do cash value. We have to transfer hours. So it cannot be a cash, you know how we're doing cash and all that? We are not to transfer cash, but hour for hour. So, because it's not, we can't do it the other way. That makes sense?
Okay.
So, that's the first flaw in the plan.
Can you throw me a pen or a pencil? Just give me that pencil so I can make some notes here as I go.
Okay. Neither am I sometimes here. Hours, no. Okay. Next one that we have a problem with, if we convert it to earned, okay, let's just say our policy right now that we wrote, printing legal, is on the 97th hour, they're converted to earned at 50% value. The problem is, if this is a problem, once they're earned at a 50% cash value. So if you quit, we owe you all those hours financially.
Right.
Which would be 200 equivalent to, if it's 480 hours, the cash value is half that. So we would get someone give someone a paycheck of 9 weeks, basically, of sick leave.
But isn't that what we meant to do?
No, not at the end. The most we were hoping to pay out was not to exceed 100 hours total per year.
Right, but if you retired or...
We weren't planning to cash out all the sick hours forever, because that would be 240 hours at regular hours, so that would be...
Isn't that what most companies do, that give the 50%? Is it retirement? What sick hours you haven't used?
Some do, some don't, but that was one thing that, you know, I wasn't thinking that. I'll just tell you that. This is a byproduct of it. But more importantly, we have to transfer the hours. So if you make $10 an hour and you give it to someone who makes $20 an hour, for example, they get 50% of that value. So we can't transfer 1 hour to 1 hour. We can't transfer dollar to dollar. It's hour to hour. Now, while I'm saying that, the other thing is I got to point out is that the compensation time, Ivan reviewed that, and we need to stop that because we shouldn't be doing the comp time payout.
Why?
Go ahead.
Ivan has sent us an opinion, and I didn't bring that down here, but I can tell you what it says. It says that we
owe, remember the FLSA, and time and a half, we owe that to the employees who have put in overtime, and we can...
Wait a minute. You lost me already. FLSA is...
Fair Labor Standards Act.
But your job is held for 12 weeks.
No, that's FMLA.
Oh, okay.
Family Medical Leave Act. This is Fair Labor Standards Act.
Okay.
Okay, the FLSA says that, basically, if you work overtime, you get paid time and a half.
Right.
And you have to be paid time and a half unless you're a governmental entity. And in that event, since you're a governmental entity, you can offer an hour and a half off instead of paying them an hour and a half. And what we've said is, well, we'll allow you to transfer that to another employee. And in that way, we've never paid the employee who's earned the overtime, and we violated the FLSA. Plus, we have to pay that. Somebody's earned that money. We have to pay that to them. And there are tax consequences for being paid, and they have to pay their taxes. And
let me interrupt or I'll forget. So, but we haven't done that. I mean, that's the new policy.
It's a new policy. I don't think we've ever done anything with it.
We actually have.
Yes, we have.
Yes, you guys said it was okay, and we did it.
I know.
And that's my fault, but we've checked and done the legal background.
But we also said you could sell or get some of your time, but you haven't done that, right? You have done that?
No. Sick time? No. We haven't.
We've not been approved on that yet, have we?
Now, the sick time we haven't, but from the comp time, we need to stop what we're doing because we can't do it with our legal opinions.
And that's my bad. I said, it's your comp time. I mean, I suppose you can do whatever you want with it, and you can. But you have to pay your taxes.
You have to pay the tax consequences.
Because it's your earned time.
That makes sense. Now that you think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the first thing we got to do is we got to stop the comp time contribution policy as it's written.
There's nothing wrong with asking for your comp time to be paid and then donating your proceeds after your taxes are paid to somebody who's out sick. There's no problem with that.
They have to pay their share of their taxes because it's their earned.
That's right. That's right.
So that's the first thing we found out.
So what do we do with the past? Just leave it in the past?
We'll have to leave it in the past.
The past is the past.
Yeah,
but we also voted to do the sick leave.
Yes, but not exactly 100% the details.
Pending legal review.
That
was my understanding. It was pending legal review.
Right, and that's where we are. We're at the sick time right now. So let me just do this.
I probably need to motion to reverse the comp time policy. I move that we reverse. Not reverse. What I want to do, I want to cancel.
Rescind. The old comp time contribution policy in section 12.5.
All right. I move that we rescind our comp time revision and go back to the old policy we had in place.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 It doesn't mean people can't get their comp time contributed to somebody.
Right. They have their own tax.
Yeah, the reason they did it.
Yep, thank you. We're getting you trained.
Well, you're trained.
We're getting you there.
The reason they would do that is because someone that is in a higher tax bracket might be paying more taxes. If they give their comp to somebody else, they're not paying the taxes that were actually due on that time. And that makes sense when you think about it. I hadn't thought about that before.
So the comp time is back the way it was.
The sick time, I also had that reviewed, and it came back.
Okay, here goes. Okay.
And it came back different than what you gentlemen had wanted. So I did my best to take the changes made by the employment law firm and implement what changes they made and change it to what you really wanted, because they made some significant changes in the actual makeup of what you wanted. I've got two versions in front of you for 12.6 sick time contribution. One is the 50% level, and the other one is the 25% level. And the reason for the change was, what do you do when someone terminates? This is something that Mr. Stroff has discussed with me.
Mm.
And what happens when someone terminates their employment if they only get 100 hours, but they have earned time up to 480? It would be difficult legally not to pay them. We owe what they've earned. So
once we convert it from accrued to earned, we financially owe that person upon termination. So then we'd have to write a check for
approximately 380 hours if they had that much at 50%. And based upon that, Mr. Stroffus wanted me to see what would happen if we did this at 25% and increase the hours that you could get annually from 100 to 200. What that would do is deplete people's hours down from 480 to a manageable amount. They'd get the same amount of money initially as with the 100 hours. It's just that they probably wouldn't have 200 hours to cash in after that, but they could cash in up to 96 hours a year after that, which they would get 25% of that money. And if they cash that in December, they certainly, you can't pay bonuses, but certainly that would have that effect. So I did it both ways.
That was
Jim's request.
One change. The other change that I guess it was recommended from Ivan, our firm,
was that there he wanted to put a cap on how many donated hours that an employee received during their employment as a county employee.
Right.
Which is in paragraph 3, Chuck, but it says an employee receiving donated sick time shall receive no more than 240 hours of donated sick time from all donating employees combined during the receiving employee's employment by the county.
With the 25%, I increase that by 2 to 480 hours.
So on the 25%, you're 480?
Yes. I just doubled that.
Okay. Your first paragraph on the second version is, on the 25% version is, the first paragraph you have 50 there instead of 25%.
Where? No, I don't. Do I? I gave you both versions.
Right. On this one here with the bigger underlined, the first paragraph you said a cash value of 50% of the accrued amount, where it really should be.
Yes, I do, in the first paragraph.
So that's the other thing, is that it was recommended that we put a cap on how many hours a person would receive, either plan 50 or the 25%, but we need to put a cap on how many hours they do receive in the employment with us.
Basically, when Ivan sent it back, he wanted to do a 100-hour at 50%, but one-time contribution, and you could only make that contribution once.
It was over.
It was over. As far as the cash disbursement, he didn't have a problem with us doing the cash disbursement, but he didn't look at the issue of at the end of employment, which, I mean, if somebody had 300 hours coming, because they had 396 hours, and you told them they could only have 100 in a year, what do you do if they quit? And then what do you do if you terminate their employment because you want them gone? Do you save yourself 200 hours by getting rid of them that you don't have to pay out in the next two consecutive years? It would seem to have a problem.
But he recommended only one donation?
One donation, 100 hours. At whatever cash value we chose, 25 or 50 or 100%, he didn't care of that, but he only recommended one time.
So basically, if it's an employee that maxes out every year, he can only donate one time and then...
That's what his recommendation were, yeah.
But he wasn't limiting the cash disbursements.
No, and not that was donating, but not the cash disbursements.
And he wanted to donate the sick time...
And not the dollar figure.
And at 100%, and... limit it to 100 hours per...
And once again, this is time, not dollars. We've been advised we can't convert this to a dollar figure and then donate. It has to be hour for hour, hour for 2 hours, whatever.
And I think it'll all equal out anyway. I mean, if you have somebody with a high salary donating to someone with a low salary, you're obviously going to save some money. The other way around...
You wouldn't. So I'd like to have some opinion, Chuck. What do you think? From these guys, do you want to say anything?
Well, I don't like an employee only being able to donate one time.
Right.
We took that out, though.
We did take that out.
Okay.
But the question is now, Jimmy, is if once this hours are converted to earned, we owe it to them if they're donated or don't donate it. We owe it to them, and you know, if they quit, we'll have to cash out the sick leave, which is a hit to the budget, to your budget, to my budget.
You mean all of the sick leave?
That's there again.
Yes.
I voiced my concern.
Go ahead, come up here. I mean.
Yeah, I've voiced my concern on that part of it before. I like the idea of having some type of a payout on the sick leave to try to keep people from taking all their sick time. However, 480 hours, you're talking about 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Do we have to go 12 weeks before we can start even thinking about replacing somebody? And then, we've got an 8-week training period minimum. So we're looking at 20 weeks without that position back either on the road or in dispatch, wherever.
Well, the contribution of 480 hours is at one quarter of its value.
Either quarter or half.
Which means that you're only really, the recipient is only receiving one quarter of 480, which is 120 hours. So they're actually receiving three weeks pay
I forgot about the
from somebody contributing. But they can only contribute 100
per year,
or 200, depending upon which version.
Well, the contributing to an employee is not a problem, because if they contribute to an employee, that employee is not going to have any time to draw anyways.
Correct.
So that time washes. You know, there's no problem with that.
Right. So they'll contribute 200 hours if they could cash in 200 hours. But if they contribute that 200 hours, if it's at 25%, it would be 50 hours to the recipient. So the recipient would get over a week of time at 100%.
Right.
That he'd be able to have sick time that he didn't have sick time.
Jimmy, you're going to have to go backwards for me. You said something about holding a position before.
Okay, what I'm talking about is if somebody quits, they've got 480 hours sick time built up,
okay,
which is our maximum.
And your budget's for that one employee.
If they leave that position,
right,
then they receive what percentage?
Either half or 25%, whatever. This is for this discussion, let's say half of it.
So if they receive, say, half,
right,
the pay, then I've got that much time.
It would be actually
out of my budget.
It would be 96 hours is accrued. So 96 minus 480 would be what, let's just say 380. Half of 380 would be what, 190. So you'd have to wait 190 hours, which is basically almost 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And when you're saying have to wait whatever, 190
See,
hours,
I'm budgeted,
it's because of your budget.
Right.
Right. Yeah, because I'm budgeted
right
for this employee to work 2,080 hours.
A position pays this much.
And now that position, those hours there have to come out of that.
So
it would have to remain open until that time had elapsed.
You've surely had employees along the way that's been out sick for an extended time. What have you done? I mean, you just done without?
Well, you do a lot of overtime.
Overtime?
Cover their position. Goes into comp time, and then we manage it through that.
He has pointed out a problem, though, with that one paragraph of 480 hours received. That needs to be clarified. Is that an actual 480 hours, or is that at one quarter, or is that 480 at full price?
Right.
So that needs to be clarified. Our intent was to get them at 240, correct, which would have been 120.
Right.
Or what is our intent to give them, the recipient? How many hours?
Our intent, the entire intent was this, to allow an employee to transfer an hour
right
to another person for an hour to hour.
I'm just doing what you guys are asking me.
I know, but we can't transfer something that they don't own, so we had to convert it to earned. And once we convert it to earned, what's the cash value and what's the tax liability and the budget liability? I mean, the budget repercussions.
The transferring the sick time is not really a budgetary problem because we've got that position open.
Right.
That person's already used all their time up and is not drawing a check unless this money is transferred, correct?
It's coming from somebody else that can cash it in that year anyway.
Right.
So there's nothing that is being added to. Mm-hmm. It's just being transferred.
Right. It's being transferred into a line item that's going to be available there and is not going to be paid unless something's transferred anyhow. So that's
correct.
Not a problem. The cashing in at the end of the year, where's that money come from? Because if we've got a full budget already and then cash on top, who pays that?
Well, the cashing in at the end of the year comes from the sick time.
But it's not
a
budget item,
taken,
though.
But it's not a budget item for you, I see.
And see, the other thing is I'm thinking you're in, your budget. I mean, I'm more concerned with the employee if they're terminated. Then all of a sudden, you'd leave that position open.
And regardless whether it's sheriff's department or not, if it's auditor's office, if Don is here every day and has 100 hours cash in at the end, she's already been paid her full budget, the allowance, where's that money come from?
If they actually take the sick time, they've used the sick day, and they've received pay, but it's the same pay that they were going to receive had they been there. Mm-hmm. But when you give them something on top of having been there, you're incurring another 25% per sick day for the budget up to 200 hours. So what you're doing is creating 50 hours of pay potentially per
year. So we'd have to budget 50 hours for every employee.
Potentially.
Right.
potentially in the county budget.
Additionally, but if they use sick time, if they actually use sick time, then won't be necessary. But some will use some, and some won't.
Some are going to cash it in. We've already got emails saying they're waiting for this policy.
I've got several that are maxed out that are cashing in.
I mean, it's going to be a budget hit.
Wow. But actually, it'll be a one-time budget hit after the first time on the 25%.
On the 25%, it'll be a one-time hit because they won't have enough hours accrued to really affect
by 200 hours. So they're going to go down immediately to 280, which won't even put them 200 over the... So 2 years from now, they'll be down to 96, theoretically.
Is it possible for the commission to set aside a line item budget for all employees for this? Just put a fund in there? Say put a $25,000 fund in there, and those that cash out, draw out of that?
Yeah, we'd have to do one for road and bridge, one for general revenue, and one for GCR then, right?
Well, it wouldn't be for sheriff because ours comes out of GCR.
That's right. I'm thinking judicial building. Yeah.
So I mean, that would make more sense than trying to add 50 hours or whatever each person's. I mean, you're going to end up with a lot of time added on that comes out of your budget that really isn't going to be needed.
Wow. Where do you put your.
This is becoming.
That's what I've been dealing with.
Aren't your benefits coming out of a certain line?
There's nothing.
That's separate. I mean, you got two, one for GCR and one for road and bridge.
So you'd have to have two funds with cash sitting in it or allocation toward it for the next budget year. Right?
Right, yeah. Transfer station has a budget.
Assessor's fund has a budget.
911.
You got several funds.
You're talking about, you're on two hands now. Six?
What's the five?
GCR, Road and Bridge, Assessor, Transfer Station, 911, Sewer. And Sewer, we run through GCR, so you probably don't have to worry about Sewer. We have to do a transfer.
Five separate accounts. Wow.
That beats 300 line items.
The Assessor's budget, where they just have that.
What's that, Don?
Assessor's budget, you know, what would happen if you'd have to lay all them guys off or didn't have money for them?
Oh, like if they weren't funded, whatever? Wow.
I suppose they could cash in there. They're 200 hours.
Now, stepping back multiple steps here, what was our... didn't we look at doing a short-term disability option, county paid? Didn't we look at that? Someone had priced that or something like that. Rick, didn't you price it?
Yeah. You're going to ask me how much? I don't
know. It's been many, many, many
weeks. I want to say between $50,000 and $60,000.
$50,000 to
$60,000?
So everyone would get a short-term sick leave policy, county paid. It'd be cheaper to do that than it would be this policy.
Payroll's $9 million, right?
I think it's going to be pretty close to the same.
About the same. Because what we're trying, I mean, the whole purpose was to try to get these people who've on these catastrophic illnesses or catastrophic accidents that have exhausted all their avenues, you know, if they had a short-term policy. And, you know, of course, we give them an option when they employ. Every year we give them an option to sign that up.
What was the cost that we estimated to the county of the...
of this policy?
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 to $60,000, wasn't it?
It'll be close to the same thing because you get a lot that won't be able to take advantage of because they're not in a position to take advantage of it.
They don't have 100 plus hours.
Nor will they ever be in a position...
Come on!
About
Once it's been depleted, though, the most you're ever going to have, okay, once people get down to their 96 hours, the most you'd ever have is 96 hours annually, because that's the most you can earn in a year, correct?
Correct. 96 a year is what you earned.
So 96 hours times 25%, which is, what, 24 hours of pay, which is a half a week of pay, is the most you could get paid out. Each employee could get paid out 24 hours. If they use no sick time for the year, they could get out 24 hours of pay at the end of the year.
So at 25%?
At 25%, they could get 24 hours of pay annually for not ever being sick.
You can just nod, Jimmy. Is 25% more tolerable to the budget, do you think, or is that just too low that no one will, I mean, I guess everyone will take advantage of it.
I think anybody that has hours eligible would take advantage of it, but I don't know that. I mean,
I would think they would.
It will depend on what, anybody that's at the 480 where they're maxed out will, for sure. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't, if you're maxed out, why wouldn't you take it?
Everybody's going to take advantage of it one way or another. They're either going to wait, if they think they might get sick, until they're right up around 480, and then they're going to take 200 of it, or they're going to take it every year for 96 hours, but which is basically going to be 24 hours of pay. So annually, after the initial depletion of people down from the 480, after 2 years, if they take 200 a shot, they're going to be down to their 96, and you're going to have 24 hours of pay at the 25% level per year per employee if they don't actually take sick time, if they don't actually get sick, which people are going to be sick. So it won't be everybody, but I'd imagine people will be striving not to be sick, and you'll be paying out 24 hours on average per employee per year. And 25%. You said the payroll every 2 weeks is
300,000.
For 2 weeks, so you're talking about probably about $75,000
if everyone took advantage of it
in 1 year, right? Is that right? $75,000 for the year.
About 1.5%.
Probably about $75,000. Annually, after the first 2 years, is what you're talking about. Just trying to do the math.
I know. Now what?
Now what?
That's without any. That's not considering any paying out if they. Employment.
Well, if they leave employment, they're going to use it up. If they use it up in the first 2 years, they're going to have used it up anyway. I mean, basically, they have to be at 480 now to get a considerable payment out, and they can only get 200. But if somebody leaves employment, and they're going to get rid of their time all at once, the first 2 years is where you're going to have the payouts. After that, the maximum is approximately $75,000 a year if nobody uses their sick time because they're sick. It's going to be less than $75,000 because some people are going to be sick.
I think that probably the fact that you're going to deter some of the people from abusing this has to be taken into consideration some too. I've had several of the different managers, either elected officials or department heads, come to me, and they feel like that their employees are abusing sick leave policy. So, you know, if they could take care of that without any kind of consideration otherwise, maybe you're better off to do something different than this. That hasn't happened as of yet. I think there's going to be some positive effects from that. I really think there will be. We'll have more people on staff not taking advantage, not
if we pass this.
I think that's one of the things you have to consider. And as Bob says, $75,000 would be a maximum. That's a maximum after the initial payout. I don't think we've got half our people maybe at 480. I doubt it, don't you think?
About 100, I think, total.
Okay.
And we'll see more people transferring to people who are in need and saving it and doing that, then I think we'll see it up to 225%.
So you think it should be 50% or...
Oh, you heard me. I hope you heard me the first time when you asked me last time we was talking about this. I said, look, looking at the budget where it's at right now, 25% is all, I feel like all the budget can stand. And I'll say that again. I would love to say, no, let's give the employees 50% of it. I'd love to say give the employees 100% of it. But I don't see that's a smart budgetary thing to do.
Right now at 100%, there are people... Now, it doesn't add anything to the budget, as Sheriff Russell pointed out, but people are taking days off and getting paid at 100% rather than 25%, even when they're not sick, because they want to use their time. If it's there, they might as well use it. And the work is not being done, so you are experiencing that loss, whatever that translates to in an economic loss.
Promoting that employee that's willing to take the time off even though they're really not sick versus having an opportunity to promote those people that are here every day, not taking advantage of it. And I think that this allows us to do that. I think that's the way we need to promote it, is that we want to.
And the ones that take up the slack for that employee that's taking off all the time are the ones that have all the sick time built up.
Right.
We wish we could give them more, but I think that's where we need to be giving them. I think most people see that, not all, but most people.
Well,
I
Chuck, you got some thoughts?
Nothing to share.
You want to vote? Do you want to, would I be wasting my time to motion for the 25%?
Now you can make one. What the? But I guess I'm a little confused. We're just talking about 25%, paying 25% of sick time over the 96 hours.
Correct.
That's all we're talking about right now.
We're talking about the cash value would be set at the cash value would be set at 25% of their rate.
Correct. That would be the cash and the contribution
value.
The
cash and the contribution rate.
Once you're over 96 hours. And people can cash in or contribute at 25% of the value of how many hours they have over 96. And they can do that up to the limit of 200 hours annually. And that allows them to get paid for 50 hours or to contribute 50 hours of sick time. To someone.
Hold the phone. Now we're talking about contributing. So it's not just
it's
collecting your sick time, it's contributing.
Well, we have to set it, when it goes from, when we convert it from accrued to earned, we have to set a cash value. And whatever that, but we have to be consistent with that cash value. So either it's 25% or 50%. And when you, once it's converted to cash, a cash value, you can contribute or cash at that point. But it's still that same value.
I thought you had issues with contributing.
We have to do hour for hour. So 4 hours equal 1 hour. We can't do cash. When I say cash out, is that part of the provision is plain is that people don't want to contribute to another employee, they can then take those hours and cash them out for themselves in the paycheck.
Okay.
The contributing hours can't be a different percentage than the cash out hours?
I don't know that.
Well, the question is, then all of a sudden, we're doing some crazy accounting over there because...
Well, the contributing part of it should be a separate issue. But that's really not that difficult to deal with.
Well, the problem is, if you're receiving the hours, you're going to have to say, okay, I have 20 hours of contributing and 20 hours, say you're an employee, starts accruing hours again, and you didn't use all the contributing hours. Then you've got two different pools of hours, I would see, in an employee. If we had different value set, does that make sense?
I'm lost because you could be a $20 an hour employee,
correct?
And you decide you want to contribute your. Let me say this different. You could be a $10 an hour employee.
Okay.
And you want to contribute to a $20 an hour employee, and you're going to contribute these sick hours at 25%.
25 or 50, yeah.
Whichever the case.
Not at the value of the salary, but at the value of the sick time. The employee who received the sick time would get 1/4 of a sick day for every sick day contributed.
To answer your question, yeah.
So he'd be, if it was a 10 to 20, they'd be getting twice the guy that was getting his $10.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct, and the other way around would also be correct.
Exactly. So I'm not understanding how that works fairly.
It's not so much fair, it's just legal. We can't do the dollar figure, we have to do the hours.
If you switch it around, that's what I said earlier, it may, and I don't know, I'm not a statistician, but offset. I mean, if I contributed to Don or Don contributed to you, I mean, there'd be enough contribution back and forth, hopefully, that it would all even out, that you'd have a high to a low and a low to a high. So,
But going backwards now, in the first part of the conversation,
yes, sir.
I thought it was, Ivan was saying that if it's earned time, then you got to get paid your earned time.
Under compensation and comp time.
Compensatory time, that's the FLSA. That's different sick time.
Rules
different
than
rules. Different rule than sick time.
Yeah.
Because they earned overtime.
Did I confuse somebody over there? Don?
Well, we're trying to figure out which way you're going with
it. Well, I understand the dilemma. Whatever, it's not one for one. It may be 4-to-1 or maybe 2-to-1, but it still has to be hour for hour. It cannot be a dollar figure. And the question I thought Jimmy just asked was, can we have one rate for donated time and one rate for a cash value time? I think is what I heard.
The
can you donate 50% and cash out at 25%, for example?
Right. Because the donated time really isn't a budgetary problem for me.
Right.
Gotcha. That
so, while we're talking about that, they're having too much.
I don't know, but they
the
said
back.
Something. I can't see Rick, so.
We're not going to chase that rabbit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already spending a lot of brain energy on this one.
I've already.
So, Jimmy suggested something about a separate line. I don't have my arms around that. If we set up a separate place for the monies that would be paid out of sick time, 25, 50%, whatever. Has anybody been thinking that?
But you also know that you'll be increasing the amounts of money that will be paid out. That $75,000 will no longer be a valid figure on the 25%. Now, if you allow a 1-for-1 or a 50%, it would be a different figure because you've got people who wouldn't be earning sick time because they've utilized all of their sick time. Someone else is contributing, and that money is going to an employee who's no longer there, correct? From this other person's...
But the contributing, that's already going to be in the budget. We don't have to have that come out from anywhere else. That's going to already be a budgetary line item through the salary.
But you're not getting any production from the individual who's out for an extended period of time.
Correct.
And they're continuing to get pay at 100%. And you may have to hire somebody on a temp basis to do some of the work that that person is no longer able to do or pay overtime. So you may be out a lot more than just the 25%. I'm just trying to be completely disclosing here of everything.
I'm trying to figure out what the next step is.
Has One question I had earlier I didn't ask was, Ivan's give us this information.
I've changed some of his stuff. I haven't given it back to him since I changed because he's in trial this week. I can do that.
Question I have is there anybody using Ivan's plan?
What plan?
The plan he's given us.
Oh, he didn't give us a plan. He just gave us a recommendation based off of what we gave him.
Okay. I couldn't get another county to respond and tell me that they had any way that they cashed out sick leave policy.
Right.
When I emailed that out to all the other first-class counties, none had responded. Anything like this.
Well, now, speaking of that, those three or four counties that you sent me back when, the Pettis County and the other ones, my memory is that some of them paid.
They had sick pool policies, but not where they paid out for sick leave. No one right. Admitted to paying out a portion.
They had the
of
pool policy, which is a discrimination potential.
Yeah, and I haven't found anybody. I mean, those counties would say that they had a sick pool policy, but they wouldn't say that they felt like it was a good thing. And I haven't found anybody that says it is. I had several counties that said that what they had now was, rather than having sick time, comp time, any of that, what they had was paid time off.
Right.
And I think that's the industry is moving towards having, you know, you don't have anything, but you got paid time off.
You can use it for vacation. You can use it for sick.
Makes it so much easier to account for. Probably we wouldn't have the problems here that we're having because it's paid time off. They really do own it. And they probably could transfer that fairly easily. Again, you might have the tax consequences we have to deal with it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any problems.
But they actually take the time off, so you don't lose anything out of the budget. But that means those people are gone for their entire sick time, as you will.
They're personal days, basically. They're going to take the personal days. They're basically added to the vacation.
But basically what you do is you take your vacation time, but you wouldn't take your sick time until you'd built it up because you never know when you're going to be sick, but that's what you would call the personal time that you would let build up some in case you get sick.
And I mean, there was at least two or three that were using that kind of a situation, and I didn't ask for those policies because you guys hadn't looked at that either. I don't think we're ready to move to that yet.
Can we take a 5-minute break?
Absolutely. Recess, I guess, for five.